Stephen Watson is interviewing Lillian Bassman on October 4th, 2001, at her home and studio at 117 East 83rd Street. Correct?
Right.
Okay. So, I want to start out with before you were born.
Okay.
You know, your parents.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know about them and how you came to be. So, tell me something. Your parents' names, where they came from.
I'll give you his American name. Julius Bassman.
Uh-huh.
He came from Vilna, I think. I'm not too sure of that. He arrived when he was 18, 19, went to Cornell, yes, to their, I think that was their agricultural company.
Yeah, there's a Cornell.
Agricultural school.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he really intended to do, whether he was going to be a farmer. Who knows? He met my mother, who was 15 years old. They started to live together in Connecticut. I don't think he ever finished the agricultural school, but they started a farm. My mother was 15 years old and terrified of being alone on this farm. And being a new farmer, I guess he had to go to town to pick up seeds or whatever a farmer has to do. And she just couldn't bear being alone on the farm, and so it didn't last very long. I mean, long enough for her to become pregnant and give birth to my sister, who was 4 years older than I am.
Who I have met.
Oh, have you?
Yes, at one of your Christmas gatherings or something.
Which
I want to say Sunny.
Yeah, you're right.
But her real name was?
Sophie, I guess.
Sophie.
I don't know. I always, throughout my life, I knew her as Sunny. Never anything different. Yeah, I guess it was Sophie. Anyway, because she was so terrified of being on the farm alone at night, he gave up the farm. And I guess, I'm not sure, they settled in, I know that at some point they all lived in New Haven. I don't know how long they stayed there.
That's not a farm area though.
No. No, I mean,
They were in Connecticut. Outside of, okay.
I have no notion of where, you know, all I know is they landed in New Haven, and I don't know what happened after that. My sister was born on that farm. They were in New Haven. And somehow or other, they moved to Brooklyn.